Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman, and we're going to be talking about what's really going on in the world financially. And, of course, certainly if you look at Europe, why every week they tell us that the situation in Greece is solved, now that they're going to lend Greece money or the banks are going to write off a large part of the money that's owed to them. In other words, they bought Greek bonds and Greece is not going to pay back 100 cents on the dollar. They may pay back 25 cents on the dollar. And so the banks say, well, we'll take 25 cents on the dollar. We'll collect the rest of it from our insurance carriers, the people who write the derivative or CDS contracts. And but the trouble is that the people who wrote the contract say, well, if you agree to take 25 cents on the dollar, then we're not going to pay you anything. Now, if it were me, I'd simply say, well, I got an insurance policy, and you're not going to pay me if I take 25 cents on the dollar. Then I will not take the 25 cents. I'll expect full payment. The problem is that if Greece defaults, the whole system could come down, or if there's a military coup in Greece, why, Greece would be forced from the European Union, which requires that all countries there be democratically elected. You must understand most of the elections are fraudulent. The elite who control the Greek governments, both political parties, most of the countries, certainly want a one-world government. That's what it's all about. They rig the elections. They have their people planted in key positions. But what happens if the military in Greece intervenes and actually just shuts down Greece? It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Bob Chapman, we want your opinion on what's going on in Europe, what the future holds. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, this funding mechanism, the EFSF, is going to be followed by, if it can get passed, the ESM, and they're going to merge the both of them together. Now, what very few people know is that the German Federal Court said last week that, yeah, you can do that, but you have to have a two-thirds vote of both houses of parliament in Germany. And that's not going to be easy to get. And so Mrs. Merkel, who is the head of the CDU, the Christian Democratic Union, is going to have to come up probably about maybe 40 votes from the other side, the socialists and so on. And, you know, that's not going to be easy to do, because she's going to have to trade. You know, you give me this and I'll give you that. And even if she trades and gets it passed, 62-63% of all Germans do not want an extension of the EFSM, nor do they want the ESM. And so that battle is yet to be fought.
Well, I think most Germans don't want the European Union. They do not want the supranational government. They want to be Germans. They don't want Germany to lead the European Union into this one world government. This is really what it's all about. It's all about globalism. They planted their people into key positions in both political parties. They control the media. As we pointed out, the new premier of Greece, Papademos, just happens to be from the Trilateral Commission. The new premier of Italy, Mario Monti, just happens to be from the Trilateral Commission. They're all dedicated to world government. They control most of the governments over there. We'll be right back. Well, Bob, certainly I don't think the German people want to go along with this. I don't think most of the people in Europe want to go along with it. But the elite have their agenda, and they don't care what the people think.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
They want to unite Europe so Europe then can be joined with other countries throughout the world in this world government. That's the ultimate plan. But they just don't want the average individual to know that the major driving force behind everything going on today is the fulfillment of that ancient plan to establish the one world government. Well, right now, the German people are very unhappy with that. Most of the people in Europe are unhappy with it. Certainly, the Greeks are unhappy with it. But whether they understand it or not, why they realize they're being manipulated, go right ahead, Bob.
Well, there's always that segment of the population who are uneducated, who do not seek out knowledge throughout the entire world, that will never get it. And that's what the bankers are hoping on, to form this world government, that nobody's looking. And we're going to go do that. And they've got themselves in all sorts of entanglements. They've got people, these bureaucrats, that making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 a year. I mean, that's crazy. And you know, if you've ever seen any of the speeches by Nigel Lafarge, he steps up in the European Parliament and just lays it off of them. You know, you people are out of your minds. You don't know what you're doing. You're getting paid for it. And so what you try to do, if you got any kind of education in Europe, is get on the largesse and joined the European bandwagon, and they've created a monster. I mean, what are they going to do with all these people when a situation arises? They're going to break this whole thing up. It's going to be very interesting. We're going to have people on welfare for a long time, if anybody can afford it, that is.
Well, now, Chris, you had written in one of your recent newsletters that you thought there might very well be a military coup in Greece, that the military would see the impossible situation, that there's increasing civil unrest. People are demonstrating in the streets almost every day. The government is moving towards austerity, is cutting dramatically the wages, the pensions, the benefits for the people, laying off large numbers of people. And so the people are out in the streets demonstrating and just suddenly burning things. But you think that maybe the military will just step in and establish a dictatorship temporarily for a couple of years? What are your thoughts?
Well, the first time, I believe 2.5 years ago, and they should have done it then. And we're faced now with an election, if it ever comes off. As you pointed out, the country of Greece is being run by an appointee of the Illuminati, and unelected, of course. And so the election's coming up in April, which is about a month away. And if they have the election, the Free Democrats will win. And then the question is, will the Free Democrats try to turn everything around and change things?
Now, are the Free Democrats socialists?
No.
Okay.
They're middle and slightly to the right.
All right, go ahead.
The socialists are about, say, 3 or 4 degrees to the left. And then you have a Marxist party, which is probably the most honest party in the country, although I don't agree with their aims. At least they can write out and say, we want to do this, that, and the other thing, and this is our stand. And they say it. They hang in there. But they're not great in number. If there's not an election, I can promise you the military will step in. And if they have a military government, the rules of the European Union and the Eurozone say that you cannot belong to this group if you have a military government. And so they'd be out anyway. But, you know, even with 70%, there's no way that Greece can make it. And so with that said, I think that sooner or later, the end for Greece is part of the European Eurozone, will be over.
Now, when you refer to the fact that even at 70%, what you're talking at, even though the banks have agreed to a 70% haircut on the Greek bonds, why, of course, Greek is not going to be able to pay the other 30%, so they can't borrow the money, can't make the money, can't earn the money. People aren't paying their taxes, and so even if they can get the price of their bonds down, what they owe on the bonds down 70%, the thing is still going to collapse. Is this what you're suggesting? They just owe so much money, they're so deeply in debt?
Here in Ireland and Portugal are in the same position. Actually, the debt to GDP in Spain isn't all that bad. It's the banks that are in trouble. Over in Italy, everybody's in trouble except the average guy, who's the biggest saver in the EU. You know, how do you figure that? But anyway, at least government and banks are going to, you know, need help. They come up with $1.4 trillion in loans. They got to be paid back in 3 years at 1%. And my guess is they're not going to be able to do it. And troubles will start emerging after a year, maybe a year and a half, and it'll go on like that, and they'll come back with another $1.4 trillion.
All right, fine. Well, now what's going to happen over here? America certainly is head over heels in debt. Some people say we've even got a worse debt structure than Greece has. Basically, 43 cents out of every dollar the American government spends has to be borrowed. Professor Kitlikoff has said that our real national debt is not $16 trillion. It's about $200 trillion, if they were to be honest and calculate it, with what we owe, you know, potentially in the future with Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Veterans Administration. We've got a couple of trillion dollars we're going to have to pay to the veterans who were injured, certainly over there in the foolish war, the no-win wars in Afghanistan and certainly in Iraq. So there's just no way in the world we'll ever be able to pay off that sum of money, this massive sum of money. So what's going to happen to America, Bob?
They're already bankrupt, and they're going down the chute to oblivion financially.
But what will happen to the average American? What will that mean to the average American if America goes bankrupt, if the government goes bankrupt?
Well, you might try 45% unemployment. You might find people who have lost everything, have nothing to eat. People who are investors, the only ones that are going to make it out the other side are people with gold and silver-related assets. Otherwise, forget it. And that's why these central banks and governments try extraordinarily hard to suppress those prices to make people throughout the world think, well, gee, these aren't going to go anywhere because we know the markets are all rigged, and the stock markets and the bond markets are rigged to go up, and the commodities and the precious metals are rigged to go down. So why would we want to go do that? And they won't do it. And they'll lose everything.
Well, I think they're frightening times, and the average American has no idea what's going on. They do not believe that there could be an organized, coordinated effort to destroy the value of our currency. And yet, of course, if you look and see what they're doing, they're churning out all sorts of money with nothing behind it. QE1, QE2, and do you think there's going to be a QE3, quantitative easing 3?
Well, I think they can accomplish that through this TWIST program that they have in place. They may have to add to it, but they'll find a way to do that.
Would you like to explain to our listeners what the TWIST is? A lot of them may have heard the term, but they really don't understand it.
Well, it's pretty simple. The Federal Reserve goes into the short-term U.S. Treasury market, and they sell short-term bills. There would be 30, 60, 90, 120, and then you have two-year bills. But most are on the very short end. Secondly, at the same time, they purchase the long end, and that would be notes of 5, 7, 7.5, and 10-year duration. Now, the reason they do that is by controlling and keeping the short-term rates down, they make it easy for people to borrow and borrow cheaply. Of course, the lender, he essentially gets screwed because he's getting 0.20 or 0.30 on two-year paper.
Yeah, but isn't that usually our own government that's, pardon me, the Fed that's buying, we're buying our own currency? Apparently, the Federal Reserve is buying 80% of our debt. It would be like somebody's head over heels in a debt, so to get out of debt, they go out and they borrow money to pay off their debt. And it looks good on paper, but in the final analysis, of course, you can't get out of debt by borrowing money. And that's exactly what the Federal Reserve is doing. The government's borrowing money. The Federal Reserve is providing the money and buying up the government debt. And of course, doing that with money they created out of absolutely nothing, a sure scheme for inflation. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, on the long end, they want to drive the rates down so that more people will qualify for loans.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And try to rebuild with a sound economy. They are intent upon continuing to expand the monetary base until it runs into we encounter runaway inflation, as they have in perhaps not as bad as in Zimbabwe, but to the point where your life savings soon loses all of its purchasing power, 80 or 90% of its purchasing power. And the middle class is wiped out. So Bob's advice, get into gold and silver, make preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. Because it's quite obvious that our leaders, neither the Republicans or the Democrats, are trying to do what is correct. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Bob, we're told that the economy is doing better. More people are getting jobs. Certainly industries picking up, manufacturing's picking up. Is this already sort of a reflection of this massive infusion of non-existent money, of fiat money into the system?
Yes. And it's letting a little bit of the cheap excess money that's available go into plant and equipment in order to increase production and lay off more people. That's what they've used up until the end of this last year as a way of strengthening their companies under these special tax bills that they had. And now that's over. And so the buildup in production is gone, reason, because you're getting a big tax break on it. Now they're going to think of it as something else. What that something else is, I don't know at the moment. But that is where they're headed towards. And if you look at the numbers, you'll see that the numbers are really skewed, because you have so many different things coming out, things such as inventories are rising. Yes, we have consumer and business confidence rising for whatever reason. And at the same time, we have future sales of heavy and light equipment, as well as large purchases by the public. You have them starting to fall off as well. We saw December was up 1.4% as part of that tax deal. And now in January, we're looking at a minus, I think it's 0.4 or 0.7%. So it's starting to slide. So you have a lot of mixed figures, and we don't know how they're going to come out in the end. I would say this year, because of the money that's available, we'll probably go sideways into anywhere between a 1 and a plus 2 on GDP growth.
Well, okay. Go right ahead.
And Europe, I think, can make the same thing if those yahoos at the bank will start lending some money. They haven't lent hardly any yet, and they're sitting on all that cash, $1.4 trillion. And they're losing 0.75 or 1% on every, we'll call it, dollar that they've borrowed. Well, that's not a very good deal. I mean, you pay 1% for money, and then you lend it back for 0.75%. No, that's not 0.75. It's 0.25%. So you're going to lose 0.75% by letting the money sit at the European Central Bank because you wanted it, because you felt good about it, and you don't know what to do with it. And the American banks have been in the same position for the last 3 years.
Well, apparently Ben Bernanke was telling Congress that if they certainly do away with the tax cuts at the end of this year, in other words, they actually raise taxes to the point where they were before the payroll taxes, and then if they cut their spending. So if you raise taxes and cut spending, there's going to be a real impact upon our economy that just won't be much of anything bought or sold. And he said that we could just plunge into an abyss, and it's really up to Congress if they do both of these things at the same time. One, raise taxes by doing away with the tax cuts. And so a lot of the tax cuts are going to expire at the end of this year. And suddenly the capital gains tax is going to go up, and so many of the taxes, estate taxes, are going to go up. And then, of course, the government cuts spending. He says it's going to be a disaster. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
While the storm clouds gather, far across.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita. At 866-830-4576, Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
England has really run out of money. They've got this wonderful welfare state. They just don't have the money to finance it. They, of course, have all their... They've been living on borrowed money, and they can't keep borrowing indefinitely. They raised the taxes on the wealthy to up over 50%. And what happened? Why, of course, the income from the taxes on the wealthy fell. So now they actually have less money than they do before because, of course, the wealthy have just stopped investing, stopped cashing in their investments. And so basically... the economy of England is contracting, and of course, as Bob has pointed out, this is happening all throughout the world, and the whole idea is to contract the economies, to plunge the people into financial chaos. And then, of course, the elite will be there saying, well, if you'll just give up your sovereignty, join the one world government, everything is going to be fine. And basically, that's what it's all about, and that's what they're going to do here. They're going to wreck our economy, impoverish our people, and tell us that the solution is simply to give up our sovereignty and join the one world government. Of course, I think that'll come after this coming war. It's a contrived war. There's no reason for it. Probably millions, if not tens of millions of people will die because we've actually given the wherewithal and the plans and the ability to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan, who I'm sure has actually shared that with Iran. And when we go to war with Iran, why, it won't be too long before Pakistan's on the other side. We're doing everything we can to alienate the Pakistani people. We're over there killing their people. You know, you got half a dozen kids sitting around a fire at nighttime, and they simply send a drone over, and they kill these innocent little Pakistani kids, 16, 18 years of age. Pakistanis are furious with Americans and demonstrating against them. Same is true in Afghanistan. We're doing everything we can to alienate all of the Muslim people and turn them against America, so there's very little goodwill towards America today. And all the money and men and equipment we've lost has been for naught. And that's the way it was always planned. And now they're planning on a massive war with Iran. It's not a matter of if, but when. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our telephone number, 464-8295. If you have a question for Bob Chapman, please give us a call. Oh, and then, of course, Bob, this is the time when I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the International Forecaster and subscribe to it if they'd like to.
Well, Forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world, published on Wednesdays and Saturdays by email, running around 35 or 40 pages each time. And we also have a hard copy for those who are not on the Internet that goes out twice a month. And everything that you need to know every week is in that publication. If you'd like to get a free introductory copy, you can go to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com. Intforecaster.com. For those of you who have a question, we answer everyone, or would like to get copies, or would like to get a copy of our latest report on gold and silver shares, email us, and that address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com, Bob at intforecaster.com. And for those of you who have to call, toll free, that's 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Are we on the air?
Yeah, well, we are now. I pressed on the button here. right now, of course, the leaders of both political parties are in on this. They're doing everything they can to destroy the economic foundation of our country. Instead of simply massively cutting federal spending, why, of course, they continue expanding it. And they talk about, oh, my goodness, we're going to cut $1.5 trillion from our budget over the next 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a $1.5 trillion deficit almost every year now. So actually cutting something $1.5 trillion over 10 years means, of course, you're only cutting $150 billion a year, and you're still going to have a deficit of about $1.35 trillion a year. But they play games with our minds, and they make all of these ridiculous statements. And people read them and they say those look like they're ridiculous, but if they were ridiculous, everybody would understand it. Why would we want to cut $1.5 trillion from our budget over 10 years when we have a deficit of $1.5 trillion every single year? And of course, so what are we going to do with Medicare? Medicare is going to collapse. We're going to have basically a two-tiered system. I was told that back in 1988. In other words, basically, I went to a meeting. There were officials from the Reagan administration. I said to one of them, you know this Medicare is not going to work. I know Medicare is not going to work. What's going to happen? He said, you don't want to know. I said, I sure do. I'm a physician. I have a right to know. What's going to happen? He said, you're going to have a two-tiered system. You're going to have one system for the wealthy and one system for the poor, and they'll give you some sort of a voucher if you're rich and you go out and buy insurance and get good care of it. And if you're not, you'll just take a second-class coverage And that's exactly what they're suggesting today. But they can't tell the American people this has been planned for 25 years. Let's go to Tom, calling from Spokane. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Tom, what was your question?
Well, I just read an article in Scientific American. It's from a couple months ago. I've heard these rumors before, but it was about the rare earth metals in Afghanistan. I can't even remember the names of them, but one of them was lithium, which is a key ingredient in these batteries that are so important to the green cars and stuff. It sounds like there's massive deposits of copper and iron, and not to mention gold and platinum and everything else. I was just wondering, I know Bob's a metal man. We talked before about some of the other metals. I was just wondering what you know about that and what you can say.
All right. You got the question, Bob.
Sure.
Okay. Is this really true? Is one of the reasons we're over in Afghanistan because of the rare metals and then the precious metals?
Yes, it is. And those surveys were done in the late 1800s. This has been of knowledge for over 100 years. And I wrote about it, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 years ago, and everybody thought I was crazy as usual.
Yeah, I heard a rumor form.
Oh, no, I had all the facts. You can go look them up fairly easily. And anyway, that's one of the reasons I'd like to continue to hold on to Afghanistan along with the drugs.
Yes, that's the other speculation. Of course, nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to know that the Central Intelligence Agency is the largest dealer in drugs in the world today. But anybody who's got a computer can go up on the computer and go to the search engine and type in CIA and drugs, and you'll find literally thousands of articles on how the CIA is involved in drugs. We have a number of tape sets. We have the book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, by Monica Jensen Stevenson, which was actually suppressed because it talked about one reason for perpetuating and prolonging the war in Vietnam was because the CIA was taking the bodies of the young men who had been killed, taking out their intestine and packing the abdominal cavities with drugs to bring them into the United States to keep the drugs readily available here in the United States. On one hand, we have a war on drugs, and I'm sure there's some government officials who are really sincere about trying to stop drugs. What they don't understand that their government is compartmentalized, and there are other departments of drugs of government that are deeply involved in drug smuggling and making sure that that drugs are readily available. We've talked to people, members of the military who were over there in Afghanistan, and their job was to guard the poppy fields so that the Taliban couldn't destroy them. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Tom, anything else you wanted to bring up?
Well, it's off topic, but I don't have a computer myself, so I sure thank you guys for getting out the message. I was at the Washington caucus in my local precinct the other day, and I was actually picked as a delegate. And I had my Ron Paul hat on, and I managed to convince the people, thanks to you and some of the others that are getting the information out. A lot of people don't know about Dr. Paul because the media won't cover him. And if they do cover him, they paint us as kooks, you know, and crackpots. So thank you. And I was there, and I dropped the ball, Dr. Stan. After looking closer at the map, I was in the wrong caucus room. Anyway, we were at a rally in Sandpoint this morning, and it was very enthusiastic. Sandpoint, Idaho. The Idaho caucuses are coming up. I know you're talking more with Bob about the Federal Reserve and the metals, so we'll let other people call in and get back on topic. But
well, I think it is amazing. Ron Paul is the only candidate who talks about doing away with the income tax, who talks about doing away with the estate tax, who doesn't want to get into a war with Iran, who suddenly says that the most of the information we're getting about Iran wanting to build a bomb or being a threat to America is simply propaganda in preparation for war. And the average individual doesn't know that because the media is controlled and they're suppressing the information. Okay, well, thanks so much for calling, Tom.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work. God bless you.
And you too. And I'm so glad you're a delegate, and I hope you're going to vote right when you get to the to the meeting. Anyway, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Bob, what are your thoughts on the political situation in America today?
Well, all of the candidates are owned by the Illuminists, with the exception of Ron Paul in the presidential category. They've seen fit to be able to corral about 95% of the representatives and senators through campaign contributions, so they control them almost completely. And so that's the desperate situation that Americans are in. I mean, somebody stands up and says, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing for you, our constituency. And they don't do that. And they vote for big business and transnational corporations and Wall Street and banking, and they don't care about you. And what can be done about that, I don't know, but it can't continue, because what people are going to do when you start to see 30 and 40% unemployment is they're going to refuse to obey the law. And that's when the trouble starts.
Well, this really is what's happening over in Greece today. And I think people really don't understand that over in Greece, people are refusing to pay the value-added tax, which is one of the major sources of income. They're putting covers over the parking meters and not paying parking taxes. They're certainly refusing to pay the toll taxes on toll bridges and toll roads. And people are out demonstrating, and they're burning, and they're throwing Molotov cocktails. I mean, Greece is reaching a situation of being almost totally unrulable. Are you hearing this sort of thing, Bob?
Oh, yes. We've had that in the International Forecaster. And it's actually much more widespread than I've even depicted it. And I think it's going to continue until all that debt that they're talking about is nullified. Is done away with, defaulted upon. It's the only way the country can survive. And I think that's the way that's headed.
And Bob had a very interesting sequence at the beginning of this latest newsletter, just talking about why socialist systems don't work. Because they're always spending money that they don't have. They want to buy the support of the people, so they borrow money and they spend money and they borrow money and they spend money and they print money. But they keep borrowing so much money, then they get to the point where they don't have sufficient money to pay back the money they borrowed. And this would be fine if you could go ahead and print your money like they do here in the United States. But Greece cannot do that because they've given up their sovereignty. So they can't borrow the money, they can't print the money, and then you end up with this impossible situation where you've got all this money you owe that you've been giving to the people to buy their votes and buy their support, and now there's no way to pay it back. And that's really why socialism always leads to chaos and destruction. Would that be a fair analysis?
Yes, I think so.
Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, here in America, of course, we don't have that problem. We just go ahead and print the money. But where you get into trouble simply going ahead and printing the money is you eventually destroy the value of the money that you printed because you have so much of it right now. A lot of it's going overseas. I mean, we basically have a trade deficit of about $500 billion a year, $500 billion year in, year out. Of course, more money going out than coming in. But if that money ever starts flowing or rushing back into America, suddenly if the dollar loses its reserve status, if people throughout the world begin to lose confidence in the dollar, and remember it's a confidence game, at that point, trillions of dollars, several hundred trillion dollars, could flood back into America and simply destroy the value, totally destroy the value of our currency. Is that correct, Bob?
That's absolutely correct.
And so what's the solution?
Default, and let's start over again, and let's use gold again.
And basically, of course, that is the only thing that can be done. Our leaders don't want that. They want the chaos because they want to force the people of this country into a one-world totalitarian state. That's why we have this, we're spending so much money in our military to be used against other countries and be used against the American people. The ultimate goal, a one-world government, a one-world currency, a one-world religion. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, I think people should be...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Quantitative easing two, and then of course the twist of course will work, serve for quantitative easing three. So things will not be too bad this year. There'll be a little bit more production, there'll be a little bit more of commerce, and basically when you pour, you know, trillions of dollars into the economy, why, you can create the semblance of stability. There isn't any because, of course, this is not real money. It's all fiat money. And eventually, of course, you're laying for the foundation for a chaotic situation in the years that come. How do we understand it? Well, you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You listen to my talks on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret and read the syllabuses that go with them and try to understand the true significance of the remarks that George W. Bush made in his second inaugural address in 2004, when he talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages. They were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Now he put a little hyperbole in there about when our men fell row on row in pursuit of liberty and when our people marched under the banner Freedom Now. But that's all to confuse you. Why? Because it's esoteric writing. It's writing that the people who are part of the secret societies, which George W. Bush was, he was a member of both the Bohemian Grove, which is founded to worship the owl, and the Skull and Bones, which is founded to worship Lucifer. We have four tape sets on both of them. Four CD sets are available from Radio Liberty. You need to read it and understand what is coming down the line. But what's the solution? Well, of course, you need, of course, to get Chuck Chris Meyer's excellent book, The Secret of the Lord. The Secret of the Lord, because basically goes into the fact that the message of the church has been altered. The message of the church has been altered. The music of the church has been altered. When I was growing up, you didn't have drums, and you didn't have guitars, and you didn't have all the other high beat music in the church that doesn't honor the Lord. You see, music can have a profound impact on us. In fact, Aristotle had said, let me control the music, and I can control society. So the people on the other side understand the power of music, but they also understand the power of changing the message. So they got into our seminaries, and most of our ministers will not tell you the secret of the Lord. That's why the book is so important, and we certainly recommend it to you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. I should mention that we are having some problems here at Radio Liberty. If you're in a position to help, basically, of course, the mail order business has fallen off. We certainly have had a number of very generous contributors who've helped us to keep our head above water. But this last couple of months with the mail order business slacking, why, of course, we're having difficulty, and we've taken on some additional stations. If you're in a position to help, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to tell others about our programs, to encourage them to listen, to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. To remember the message from Second Chronicles that says, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land. Well, we've got to turn away from our wicked ways, and I don't see anybody out there really advocating that that be done, and I really fear that God is going to bring his vengeance on America. He has down through the ages on the children of Israel. There's no instance in history where a nation is turned against God, where God has not brought punishment. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
well, this is Dr. Stan back here. My good friend Lynn Marzulli is with us. And, of course, Lynn's an ordained minister who gave up a good-paying position at a large church in Southern California to actually take up an independent ministry. And he's out on the front lines, you know, just simply calling people to repentance. And initially, of course, he wasn't that busy. Now, of course, we have a hard time getting him. He's being asked to speak at all sorts of church conferences and meetings. And so we got him just at a good time. We're fortunate to get him in between his calls. Hi, Lynn. How are things going? Well, let's see if we can get him here. Oh, there we are. Hi, Lynn. How are things going?
Good, Dr. Stan. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us what's new now, Cynthia. Lynn gets into the background of the spiritual battle we talk about all the time and is right on top of it. And he recognizes that there really is a supernatural component to what's going on. Most people, they're materialists. They can't believe that supernatural things could happen. There really could be supernatural manifestations. There really could be demonic beings out there. There really could be UFOs, but they're not from outer space. They are from inner space. They are demonic manifestations. They can materialize and they can dematerialize. And Sydney, we've read enough descriptions of this sort of thing. I've never seen anything materialize or dematerialize, but I will tell you, one of the most amazing things happened, I guess 20 years ago to where we live. And basically where we live, there are never tornadoes. I can never remember a tornado in California until about 20 years ago when one developed on the street below us, came up. We have a pool house for a swimming pool. Took that to the pool house and turned it about 30 degrees, came right up and went right along the edge of our porch, tore off all the grapevines growing on our porch, didn't scratch it, went just a few feet, maybe 50 feet, 100 feet more, was tearing out trees that were 3 or 4 foot in diameter. Most amazing thing. And I mean, I cannot believe that just happened by accident. I really believe God was there protecting our home. Mm-hmm. If it had been a foot more inward, it would have taken off our porch in the front of our house. But things really do happen. There is a supernatural component, and God looks after sometimes people perhaps not deserving, but he looks after them, and other times terrible, terrible things happen. Mm-hmm. Lynn, you pick up the story.
Excuse me. Well, what I find just extraordinary is the Arab Spring. And I really, the last time I was on, we talked about this, but it's always good to kind of refresh and, you know, there's always new listeners. But, you know, the Arab Spring has been going on almost a year now. And what we see is it's completely unprecedented. Millions of people all across the Arab world simultaneously decided to revolt. And I believe that there's a supernatural trigger to that. How do you get millions of people to just go, okay, we're going to uprise, this is it, it's time to revolt, it's time to overthrow the dictators that we've been under for 20, 30, 40 years, whatever, and we want democracy. Of course, we never see democracy. What we see is the implementation of Sharia law. But what I find absolutely fascinating about this is the status quo in the Middle East has changed, and it is irreversible, that change. In other words, before the Arab Spring, there was sort of a to use the word peace is sort of I'm overreaching using that word, but there was sort of a modicum of stability in the area. You had a peace treaty with Egypt, and Jordan had a peace treaty with Israel. So, you know, on both sides, Israel knew that he had people, at least on some level, that it could trust. That's all gone.
Well, I share your concern about Israel. I really believe that. You know, and what's really so interesting, we have a young woman over there who keeps us abreast of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And she's pointing out that Jewish people are coming from all over the world to Israel. There's far more people coming in than leaving today. That's totally illogical.
Mm-hmm.
If I was living in Israel, I would be doing everything I could to get out of there. But they're coming from America.
Right.
They're coming from Latin America.
Being pulled.
They want to be there because they know something major is about to happen in Israel. Lynn, go right ahead.
You know, I find it fascinating that just like Scripture tells us that in the latter days, Jerusalem will become a stumbling block, a rock of stumbling to the entire world. That's exactly what we see. When we look at what the Arab Spring has wrought, and we were told, I'll never forget watching some of the pundits on the news media's different stations when the Arab Spring certainly began in Tunisia and Egypt and Libya and you know, throughout the entire Muslim world, where we were sure that these people wanted democracy. And what we actually see is the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood and anything but a democratic form of government. What we're going to see, what is being implemented, is Sharia law. And in my opinion, this is a real throwback to the region. What is more alarming, and you don't see this in the lamestream media only because they just refuse to cover stories like this, but several weeks ago, and I blogged about this, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, I blogged about this because I found it just chilling. At a soccer game, I'm not making this up, Dr. Stan, at a soccer game in Egypt, they unfurled a very large banner that was basically, I don't know, maybe 50, 100 feet long, and it had huge letters on it, and it was in English. It was very deliberate what they were doing. They were looking for the media attention. And it said, One Nation Under a New Holocaust. Now, that was at an Egyptian soccer game. One Nation Under a New Holocaust. In other words, instead of talking about or opening up a dialogue about, well, how do we provide better medical treatment to our citizens, better education, better infrastructure, how do we get more, let's say, vegetables and whatever to feed our people out of the limited resources that we have. Of all the things that you could do with your so-called newfound freedom, just think of the wonderful benefits that could be focused on to try to bring the Egyptian people a better form of life. No, instead they focus on one thing, let's destroy Israel. And that, my friends, is a supernatural component that is through the root. It makes absolutely no sense at all. You know, when you just got some new freedom, you just kicked out Mubarak, and all you want to do is go to Israel and kill the Jews. I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's insane. But unless you plug in the supernatural component and we realize that this is exactly what prophecy has told us thousands of years ago would be sort of the hallmark of the latter days, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
I agree with you, Lynn, and I share your concern, and I'm really very, very concerned about the future of the Israeli people, and yet I realize that there's nothing I, as an individual, are going to be able to do. And I believe that we are going to see God working some miracles in the not-too-distant future. We'll be right back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Lynn is talking about what is going on over in the Near East. Apparently there was a soccer game there in Egypt, and they unfurled this great big flag banner there, and it's written in English, obviously. Why would they write this in English at an Egyptian soccer game in Cairo? Well, because they want to get attention in the American press, and of course the slogan was Egypt, One Nation Under a New Holocaust. What are they talking about? They're talking about an attack on Israel rather than simply one nation, you know, building up our economy, one nation, trying to help the Egyptian people, one nation, you know, under democracy or call it what you will. No, they're talking about simply destroying Israel. Of course, Lynn says this has to be supernatural. And I really believe there's a supernatural component of what's going on. I think the fact that Jewish people from all over the Northern Hemisphere in the United States, Canada, but specifically from Latin America, Jewish people from Latin America are streaming back into Israel because they sense that something major is about to happen and they want to be in the Jewish homeland when it does happen. I mean, I know that some people are leaving. We've heard stories from Chile and elsewhere that some Jewish people are leaving. But according to our friend, Carol Matriciana, lots more people are going back to Israel than are leaving at the present time. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, and of course, all this is a prophetic fulfillment that we're seeing. You know, I get some people who are in the replacement theology crowd, with all due respect to them, you know, they say that the Church of Israel and Israel forfeited her promises and, you know, this whole deal, then, and it doesn't matter that these Jews are gathered back into the ancient boundaries of Israel. And if that's true, then somehow God's made a mistake. I mean, We've got millions of Jews that came in after World War II, after the on the ashes of the Holocaust, literally, which I believe was the birth pains in some ways of Israel. But I write about that in the Cosmic Chess Match, how, again, there's a huge supernatural component to all of this. If Satan can wipe every Jew off the face of the earth, then prophecy of Ezekiel 37 and other places, in other words, the birthplace of Israel, will not happen, and thus God's a liar, you can't trust him. But it backfired, as usual, and what we saw out of the horrific birth pains of the Holocaust came the nation of Israel. So if somehow these are not the Jews, then God made a big mistake. And I just, you know, people can't, they always give me this, and I won't mention any names here, but there are certain people that try to promulgate that somehow this is the synagogue of Satan, and it's a complete misquote of Scripture. And so if that's really what we think, then somehow God has made a huge mistake, because I just watched a film today that was shot in 1925, Dr. Stan. It was amazing. It's about 6 minutes long. All of the old city of Jerusalem. And basically, there's nobody there. I mean, yeah, there's people there, but it's not like it is today. It's 1925. There's no contest of a land. The land is of Israel has not been necessarily reborn yet, not until 1948. Excuse me. But what we see is this huge influx of people after World War II into the area. And why certain, you know, factions will say, well, this is not really the children of Israel, and this is whatever. I mean, from my standpoint, it's just very obvious and very plain that God doesn't make mistakes, and this is Israel, and Israel has been reformed there for 2,000 years, and it's called the time of Jacob's trouble, not Bob, Fred, or Ernie's, because Jacob deals with Israel, and that's where we are, and that's we're moving to this time that is unprecedented, Dr. Stan, and we see all around us the birth pangs.
And you know, it's so interesting. There's all sorts of books out there that may well have been written with the best of intentions, but they mislead people. One of them is Arthur Koestler's The 13th Tribe, which is basically this whole idea that most of the Jews today are Khazars. They're not of Jewish origin at all. And the Khazar Jews, there's the Sephardic Jews, and but of Khazar Jews are not Jewish in origin. Well, basically, of course, fortunately, we have genetic engineering and the genetic typing, and they've actually, of course, typed the various types of Jews, the Sephardic Jews, the Khazar Jews, and they all have very specific genes that are specific to the Jewish race. Mm. And these are the people, both Sephardic Jews and the Khazar Jews, who are streaming back into Israel today. Now, there are certain elements within the Khazar a group that hate the Sephardic, and we could talk about some of the horrible things that have been done to the Sephardic Jews in Israel. And this is why one of the reasons I enjoy having a Barry Shamish on with us, he brings us abreast of many of the things that are going on from the Jewish point of view. And he's really a Jewish patriot. He doesn't believe in Christianity. I'm not even sure he necessarily believes in the God of the Jews, but he believes in the Jewish people, and a wonderful individual, and we're sort of hoping that perhaps something we say or something one of our listeners says will perhaps begin to point him into the right direction. But always a fascinating guest. We always enjoy having Barry Shamish on, but the fact that they have actually checked the genetic makeup of so many of the Jews, and they have genes that you and I don't. They have typical Israeli genes or Jewish genes. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I don't think if you study what's going on today, you can deny that we are living in prophetic times. And certainly, I think that we are seeing and preparing for a great war over there in the Middle East. And I think that this whole idea of the Arab Spring is beginning to unite the Arab world. And we are going to see certainly a conflict, a clash of civilizations between the Muslim East and the Christian West. And certainly Samuel Huntington, in his book, The Clash of Civilizations, warned against this and the disastrous results will come about should this happen. And I think we're on the verge of some terrible and disastrous things that are going to change America forever. Mm. Number 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. Lynn, go right ahead.
You know, Dr. Finn, I would certainly concur to that. And I would add that, in fact, I blog about it today. I was at the dinner last night with a few friends, a couple of pastors, and, you know, their wives and my wife, of course. And we were all discussing, you know, the Middle East events over there and the whole thing of lots of saber rattling with Iran and the fact that Russia has stated that if we attack Tehran, it's like attacking Moscow. So, and of course, Putin with the rigged election gets, president for life. I just love that. And it's almost like a die is cast. We're looking at Ezekiel 38 and the formation of it. What's interesting is the United States is not mentioned in prophecy. And so, you know, skeptics will look at this and go, ah, well, you know, that just shows you that the Bible, it doesn't know everything and it didn't know about America or, you know, it only knew the known world at the time, the ancient world, and nothing of the new world. But what some of these skeptics don't figure is that what if the United States is taken out, with a dirty nuke or a series of EMP bombs or anything like that? I mean, this is my greatest fear. I mean, a nuclear event in this country will certainly be devastating, but it's something that's survivable. And I know that it sounds, you know, bizarre, but it is. It's survivable. You're going to have a lot of catastrophe, a lot of casualties, rather, in ground zero. But it's survivable. It doesn't shut down civilization as we know it. An EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapon, on the other hand, we've talked about this before, which is very easy to do. I mean, you take an oil tanker and you retrofit that thing as a missile launcher. You move into the Gulf or the East Coast or the West Coast, and you just fire that missile, and all it needs to do is go 200 miles into the air and detonate an atomic bomb, which creates an electromagnetic pulse, which then short-circuits every electrical device underneath this huge umbrella. And that thing would probably go about a 1,000-mile radius from where you shot it. So if you shot it into the heartland or shot it over the East Coast, you know, you're wiping out entire sections of the United States. And what most people don't realize, it fries all the electric. And the following day, you don't get up and run the toaster anymore. The car doesn't start. The cell phone won't work. The computer doesn't turn on. The iPad, its battery is fried. Nothing, in other words, modern life as we know it is instantly gone. I mean, instantly gone. Everything that we take for granted here, it's gone. It's gone. Our whole way of life has changed, and radically so, in a matter of seconds. And that worries me more than a nuclear event. Because a nuclear event, at least you can, you know, kind of put the pieces back together. Yeah, it's devastating, yeah, but this is different. This affects millions and millions and millions of people, and there's no way out. I mean, this within 24 to 48 hours, or sooner, the stores are going to get cleaned out. But here's the deal. Let's say you live in the country. Well, let's say you live in the city. And, you know, the cars won't start, and the refrigerators aren't on. Now what? You see where it goes really quick. Within 48 hours, you've got massive panic in the cities, wherever this EMP bomb has, you know, exploded. And what you know, you say, well, you know, Marzulli, you're just fear-mongering, and what are you talking about? I've heard Newt Gingrich over a year ago talk about the same thing, and other politicians have tried to warn that we need to somehow protect our grid, our electrical grid, in the event of an EMP, and of course we've got no protection like this at all.
Well, you know, the most interesting thing about this is, Lynn, that it could be done fairly economically, mm-hmm. a few billion dollars, and they could really protect the grid. And I believe there were congressional hearings when Gingrich was in Congress. Mm-hmm. They know how to do it. For a few billion dollars, they could do it. And yet they steadfastly refuse to do it. We can give away billions of dollars.
Makes you wonder. Sure,
makes you wonder why. I mean, these people are not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. Is it possible that there are people who want to destroy contemporary civilization? Mm-hmm. Is it possible that they're planning on the EMP device to destroy contemporary civilization? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty. I can see you've thought a lot.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Get back to what our Lynn Marzulli was talking about just a moment ago, but let's go to David from upstate New York. David, you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a question. In Ezekiel chapter 34 and Ezekiel chapter 37 and Jeremiah 30 and also in Hosea chapter 3, it talks about David. Now, is that making reference to the Old Testament David or is that making reference to a future David? Because wasn't the book of Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Hosea written after the life of King David?
Yes. I'd have to look at the passage. What is it referred to?
Well, it's referring to the future. It says that, well, I'll give you an example. Up in Ezekiel chapter 34, Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 23, and it says, "And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. Mm-hmm. I, the Lord, have spoken."
Mm-hmm. That's future.
It's talking about another David, not...
It's pointing to the Messiah. It's pointing to a time in the future where Messiah will come.
I understand. It's a prototype.
Yeah.
A Jesus is the shepherd. As David was a shepherd boy, so Jesus will be the shepherd. I hope that answers your question, David. Okay, and let's go to Lynn. And he was basically talking about taking a trip to New Orleans and Sydney, how the tremendous Gulf spill there. It had an impact on this one restaurateur. They went to this restaurant, and basically, what did he say? What did he tell you then?
Well, it was fascinating. We're going to use this on Watchers 4, Dr. Stan, but we interviewed him for about 45 minutes to an hour. Very candid interview. He talked about there were several crews that actually came into his restaurant several weeks ago and were cleaning up more oil on the beach in an undisclosed location. They wouldn't tell him where they were, you know, getting the oil from. He was telling us that the oysters, the way the oysters reproduce is the oysters put out a stream of sperm, and what happens is that sperm will float in the current on the, you know, the bottom of the ocean, and it will stick to the oyster shell, and then that's called a spat, and then from that spat is another oyster grows on top of the oyster. Eventually, that's how they reproduce. Well, because of the oil in the water, the oyster sperm is no longer sticking to the oysters. The shrimp isn't maturing. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And so the bottom line is we really don't know just how bad this thing is yet. No one does. And, you know, where did all that oil go? This particular gentleman believes that it's sitting on the bottom of the ocean because of all the Corexit that that BP poured in. We went to one beach that was devastated, by the way, by Katrina. I mean, there were these million-dollar mansions that once were there on the other side of the highway that separates the, you know, they're on the mainland, let's say, and the highway separates them, and then there's the beach. And the water came in, and in some places all you see left is the foundation, and of course it's a for sale sign. It's been 7 years, and so some of it has been rebuilt. The newer houses are all on stilts, essentially, and they're at least, I would say, 10 feet above ground level because of the last storm surge. So they are rebuilding. But when we went to the beach, we dug down to see if we could find any oil. Didn't find any oil. So, you know, in some places, everything seems to be okay. And we see the commercials where, you know, people come down to New Orleans. And it's a beautiful place. I mean, the beaches were immaculate and beautiful. We didn't see any oil. But then you talk to this, you know, this particular restaurateur, and you get a very different picture as to how the Gulf oil spill has impacted his industry. There were other men that we were supposed to speak to. Unfortunately, they didn't show up. They were all fishermen, and they were going to come on camera. I guess they got cold feet at the last minute, whatever, and just tell us how it impacted their livelihood. I mean, basically, it's wiped out their livelihood.
And basically, of course, then the fish still contaminated with the oil, the shellfish, the crabs, the oysters, things like that.
Well, again, the crabs aren't maturing, the oysters aren't maturing, the shrimp isn't maturing. So no one really knows how bad it is yet. And, you know, it's hard to really pin down what the full effect of this thing is.
But we're not getting the truth, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to get the truth from ABC, CBS, or NBC. That's why it's so important we have the people like A.S. and Zen Mizuli going around, getting the information, talking to people, putting together DVDs. In fact, we carry, you know, Watchers 1, 2, and I think we carry 3. We'll be back in just a moment with Lynn Mazzoli.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Thank you.
ahead. Don't be late.
No. Wide with God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Lynn Marzulli, and I've known Lynn, ever since before he gave up his good-paying job. How long ago was that, Lynn?
It's 4 years this May, Dr.
Is it really that long?
Yeah, time flies.
It sure does. Well, of course, Lynn is really I would not say he's an itinerant minister, because he's actually producing all sorts of books, and we carry his books, and all sorts of videos, we carry his videos, and he's going all over, getting the information out, going to meetings and doing a wonderful job. He's trying to bring about this revival, which certainly is the only thing that is going to save America at this point. Because remember, we can talk about politics, we can talk about finance, we can talk about history, but of course when it comes right down to us, this is a spiritual battle. But right now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we have Barbara on the line. Hi, Barbara, how are we doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. It's a great program with Lynn.
Well, it always is, but go right ahead.
Absolutely, it is. But I wanted to mention that actually Radio Liberty is not carry at this point Watchers 3.
Ooh.
And so we do need to have him, Lynn, talk about Watchers 3 at some point in time, rather than change the topic right now. But we need to have him talk about that and start carrying that DVD, because it is extremely well done and says all of his things are. And so I wanted to put that out there.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much for letting us know. But we do carry Watchers 1. We do carry Watchers 2. We do carry his Nephilim trilogy. And certainly we carry his book, Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And I think there's one or two others that we carry. But anyway, they're books by Lynn Marzulli, all worthwhile reading. All of them, of course, are tracking the same supernatural movement, conspiracy, call it what you will. We're living in biblical times, and believe me, there's the physical world we live in, but there is a spiritual world out there, and until people recognize that, they can't really understand what's going on. And Barbara, thank you so very much for calling, and we will get right on that. We'll get Lynn back on when we can to talk about Watchers 3, because
right.
We watched it, we enjoyed it. Anything else you want to say?
No, just as long as we can catch up with him on his busy schedule at this point. And get it back on and talk about it.
All right, we'll get you back on to talk about Watchers 3.
And,
Barbara, will you be sure we have that in stock?
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, I think that ladies and gentlemen, major things are going to happen, and they're going to happen to America. If you read the Old Testament, you'll find that time and again, God used a wicked people to punish his chosen people in Israel. He used the Assyrians. He used the Babylonians. And time and again, he would use these wicked, wicked nations to come into Israel and simply slaughter large numbers of people, destroy their society, carry them off into captivity. And then, of course, sometimes they were allowed to come back to him, as they did certainly under Cyrus, the Persian, allowed the children of Israel to return. And of course, we have those stories too. But if you don't think that God is going to bring his judgment on America, why, I think you're living in a make-believe world. Lynn, go right ahead with this story. We were talking about certainly the tremendous impact of Katrina and the oil spill on New Orleans, on the Gulf Coast, on the fishing industry, and nobody wants to talk about it, but it is still there. Go ahead.
Well, it still is. There were entire sections, again, of the city which have not been rebuilt. I mean, in all honesty, most of the places that we went had been rebuilt, but they're still, specifically in the Ninth Ward, there are still stretches of houses that have been boarded up with plywood and just remain in a ruinous state. And that's 7 years, you know, out now. And of course, the Gulf oil spill, it's amazing. This restaurateur was telling me that this crew came into his restaurant and they were a cleanup crew. And when he asked, you know, where are you guys cleaning up the oil? They were not at liberty, to tell him where they were cleaning up the oil. So everything is done very much in secret. And it's hard to get a straight answer out of everyone. We took away from the trip there that for the most part, the city has been rebuilt and things are, I would say more than a modicum of normalcy has returned to the area. So that's the good news. And yet you've got this specter of the Gulf oil spill hanging over the area where we really don't know the full impact of it yet. And it's just something to kind of, you know, keep on the back burner and keep an eye on and see how it develops in future years.
All right, fine. Well, Sydney, this is simply one of the things that's gone on that shows the tremendous disruption that can take mm-hmm. place in our society. But I really fear, and whether it's going to be a nuclear bomb, a dirty bomb, whether it's going to be an EMP attack, I think we're in for some very difficult times. You know, there really are people who have advocated something called Agenda 21. In fact, I'm going to be talking about that in June, I think second or third of the conspiracy conference up in the Santa Clara area. I've been asked to speak about it. So basically, the whole idea of Agenda 21, which is the agenda for the 21st century, is put forward by the people who really run the world. And they, because the purpose of Agenda 21 is to restructure society and remake mankind. Well, how do you restructure society? Well, because they really want to get away from individual cars and individual homes and certainly private property, and they want to completely change the structure of our society to get us to quit using electricity, to get us to quit using so much water and air, and you say, well, that's crazy talk. Well, it may be crazy talk, but these are the people who control the structure of our government, both at the national and at the state and the local level. There is a sinister, subversive Agenda 21. You can read about it up on the Internet. And what better way than to change society completely and restructure society almost overnight would be an EMP attack. And when you were talking about that a few minutes ago, and I just watched, of course, a wonderful DVD we have by our good friend Michael Shaw, the talk he gave at our conference last September, and incidentally that will be available very, very soon. I thought to myself, what a wonderful way an EMP attack would be to facilitate Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I would certainly concur. It's interesting that, you know, and I'm not endorsing anybody, but there's one candidate that is a constitutionalist, at least at face value. And I'm speaking, of course, of Ron Paul. And isn't it interesting that that Judge Napolitano's show, Freedom Watch, was nixed by Fox? It was the only show on all of the stations, and I've got 800 of them here, that, in my opinion, actually reported what was going on. He was a strict constitutionalist. He talked about the law that Obama signed on New Year's Eve, I believe it was, allowing the military to detain anyone without bringing charges against them. That's in violation of our habeas corpus rights. We fought the American Revolution for that. He talked consistently about the wars in Afghanistan, the wars in Iraq, and was, of course, against those wars. Talked about Building 7 and 9/11 as a conspiracy, that we should open up some sort of congressional hearings and take a look at what really went on there. And, you know, he was a voice of reason. He was defending freedom, and he's no longer on the air. I also find it, and I'm going someplace with this, I also find it interesting that Andrew Breitbart had a heart attack literally the day he was supposed to reveal, apparently, allegedly, damning information about President Obama. And some of it has been it was actually part one came out today, talking about Obama's relationship with Saul Alinsky. And that's about as far as left as you can possibly get. I mean, it's a communist manifesto. That's what it is. And isn't it interesting how he drops dead of a heart attack at 48? And we may never know what happened with him. I say that to bring us back to even further, to show you how dark this agenda goes. And some of you out there listening goes, oh, my gosh, this guy's a conspiracy nut. Well, I've been saying all along that Sirhan, more than likely was a Manchurian candidate. It had nothing to do with the RFK assassination. And just today, more information came out. There was a, I just love this stuff. You know, you find out about it years later. There was a tape that somebody had, a reporter had, his microphone was on. He didn't realize it was on. And when you analyze the tape, there were about 18 bullets fired. Well, that can't possibly be because Sirhan's gun did not hold 18 bullets. So there's at least a second shooter in the room. Sirhan has maintained his innocence throughout the entire ordeal. He doesn't remember anything about it. Is it MK Ultra type thing? We don't know. But see, this goes back to the Agenda 21, because there is a dark cabal, a brotherhood of darkness, as you put it, Dr. Stamp. And they are attempting, they want a one-world government where the elites have everything, and then everyone else is equally poor. If you want a good view of that, go to Mexico, because that's what you're looking at, except even worse than that, more than likely. They also want to reduce the population drastically. So it's interesting. We get intel from people working in shipyards. I mean, it's you know, it's hard to vet some of the stuff, and it makes for great radio, but I get reports from people that they're building like arcs, like ships. I mean, literally like the movie 2012, exactly like that. They are building, you know, getaway ships because they know it's coming. The elite know that this is orchestrated and all hell's about to break loose. And who knows what it will be. I firmly believe that World War III is on our doorstep. And isn't it interesting? I remember I was I got back on Friday from a New Orleans trip. And before that, I was looking, I think it was on Saturday morning or maybe Sunday morning. And on the front cover of USA Today, there is the picture of Lindsay Lohan. So it's talking about her performance on Saturday Night Live. So I guess it was on Sunday morning. I look at this. So out of all the things that we could talk about, out of all the things the American people need to know, Lindsay Lohan's performance on Saturday Night Live, I mean, it's just unconscionable. What the problem that the American people are fed in the guise of news. And, of course, any religious discussion like Rick Santorum, you know, talking about, I forget the exact quote, but he was basically talking about evil and that there is a character by the name of Satan. Instantly, the news media jumps all over him and basically tries to eviscerate him publicly. Oh, what a moron. Now he's talking about Satan. And, see, this is it's just amazing how who are these people, and why do we have to listen to them, basically? You know, I mean, who gives them the right to steer the dialogue in any direction that they choose to? And I just find it just absolutely amazing. Some of these people wouldn't know what to do if the supernatural actually manifested anywhere near, or, you know, a real graphic demonstration of something supernatural. They wouldn't know how to deal with it. And yet, and this is why we always get the tongue-in-cheek stuff with the UFOs or, oh, you know, those little green men are at it again, ha, 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 and they all laugh it over. But, you know, the bottom line, that the phenomena is not going away. The cattle mutilations is not going away. We conducted an interview recently with Dr. Roger Lear, and we talked about the 16th and the 17th implant removal that he did. And we've talked about some of that before. But we also know that this thing seems to be giving off a frequency. And Professor Robert Haralick, New York University, we gave that information to him, and he came back to us and suggested that perhaps this is a clock speed. In other words, that this chip is actually a supercomputer. And then we told that information to Stan Deo, and Stan Deo said, wow, you know, if you can, try to get an oscilloscope on this thing, and if it's a square wave, it's definitely a computer. If it's a computer, Dr. Stan, it's running about 100 times faster than the fastest computer we have on the planet.
Well, let me just, for our listeners, basically Dr. Lear is a podiatric surgeon, and he has removed about 16 of these implants that people have had implanted into them when they were abducted by aliens. And you say, abducted by aliens? What are you talking about? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are at least over 5,000 reported cases in the United States, probably twice or three times that many, of people who claim to have been abducted, and many of them have talked about having a chip put into them. And Sydney, so basically, Dr. Lear, the greatest respect for him, he's actually taken these chips out, and this is what Lynn is talking about, that there is a question that this could be a little tiny computer. It's certainly, the material certainly doesn't appear to be from this world. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's nanotechnology in these things. The last one he took out, they took us to a machine shop and tried to open it up with a diamond blade saw and got nowhere with that. They finally took it to a laboratory and finally opened it up with a laser. And then inside they found carbon nanotube, double carbon nanotubes. They have no idea what this thing is. Dr. Lear believes that it's changing the person's DNA. And when he told me that, that's what got the wheel spinning for me. And I'll be speaking in Branson in July. I just want to give that conference a plug. And I'll be in Kentucky this weekend at a conference. If you're in the area, you can go to my blog site, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, and scroll down to, you'll see it right there, L.A. Marzulli Speaking in Kentucky, and it's got website information if you want to check that out. But I know in Branson this in July there's going to be a lot of people speaking, and my whole presentation, I only get an hour to speak. So I don't have a lot of time, but it will be on what we discovered and what it's all in the Cosmic Chess Match, the new book, but it's talking about how this implant may, in fact, fit all the criteria that we see in the Book of Revelation that Jesus tells us in Matthew 24 and then is later really articulated further, amplified in the Book of Revelation. And I just find that absolutely chilling. I actually held this thing in my hand. So it's, remember, and listen, folks, you know, you're out there and you're listening to this and you're going, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Let me remind you that 2 Thessalonians tells us that Satan, the devil, the dragon, our adversary, comes on the scene with all signs and lying wonders. Let's not underestimate what this thing, what's about to happen.
And in fact, if you watch Sydney, Watchers 1 and Watchers 2, there's segments of there in both of those of interviews with Dr. Lear. Is that correct, Lynn?
Yeah, he's in all three videos, and we just interviewed him again for Watchers 4.
All right, so basically this is not imaginary. You can actually see pictures of these things they've gotten out. They have the technology, but it comes... It's other, you might say it's otherworldly. Mm. We live in a divided world today, a material world and a supernatural world, and here these forces begin to merge. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, then, we got so involved, I didn't get a chance to get your information. Now, why don't you go ahead and give your information?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands.
Interviews with aliens, it's interviews with people who interviewed people who claim they've had alien encounters. We carry Watchers 1, we carry Watchers 2. We'll actually see pictures of these implants that have actually been removed. And this is not imaginary. They really are there. Certainly, Dr. Marks, I think it was his name back at Harvard, had records of about 5,000 people who claimed to have been abducted, and many of them claimed that had, and they all had similar stories. And of course, I believe that these are demonic manifestations. There really is a spiritual battle going on. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't listened to my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret and read the syllabuses that come with them, they're available. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly our website is radioliberty.com. You can go there and you can watch our DVDs, you can read our newsletters, you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day there, archive programs, live programs, 4 hours a day, archive programs, 24 hours a day. When Sydney, you can listen to our satellite feed 9 hours a day. Encourage others to listen. They may not believe us. A lot of them will be sure that why we're crazy when they start listening. But I found that people listen for a while. Before long, they're afraid we're not crazy, and they begin to understand the true nature of this spiritual battle we're involved in today. So your job is to get other people to listen. And then if you're in a position to help us financially, why, Barbara tells me we're sending our mail order business is way down, and a lot of people are having real financial problems, and we understand that. We really do deeply appreciate the people who are loyally supporting us, and many of them are giving very, very generously, but, well, if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we have some great new items that we're carrying. If you have not yet seen my DVD, The Best Enemies Money Can Buy, you need to get it. If you haven't seen my interview with General Lewis Walt, four-star Marine General, it's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And certainly we will have very, very soon the DVDs. Don't call for them until we tell you, but all of the DVDs from the conference will be available. I had watched three of them this weekend, Betty Martini, Rosalind Peterson, and Michael Shaw, all excellent. We will be speaking up at the Conspiracy Conference on the 2nd and 3rd of June, as I remember. And so if you're interested in going, it's always a good turnout. And Sydney gets Conspiracy Conference. If you need more information, you can call us. We ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders, for our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And remember to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and for Congressman Ron Paul, John Loeffler. They're all in the front lines of this battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. And so until tomorrow night, we'll be back at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us, hearing about your world, wanting to know what the heck is going on, and trying to make sense out of the painful things that have been taking place. So true. The painful events that we have seen take place in the weather, it's cold weather, but is it really? Well, Dutch Sense seems to think that it's HAARP-induced, that we've got serious earth problems now as a result of HAARP. He also says, get ready for that potential earthquake. It's still a concern. A major concern, and more areas are erupting in Arkansas that he says we need to be aware of. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the news that's happening. It seems like the war sort of